The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I think that one of the themes this week, because of the different programs we're doing, is calm or tranquility. And to really be pervaded by tranquility or calm is a greater pleasure than any joy you can experience. It's really something to experience it kind of like dripping in tranquility or suffused with it or the whole atmosphere. There's a kind of clarity and so wonderful. It's very alive. There's a vitality there. So it's not to be confused with the dullness or lethargy or just kind of giving up. Or my association with dynamic tranquility is sitting really straight, not kind of collapsing in the couch and just being kind of... When I was in... college, I had a friend who, a roommate, a housemate, who would come home from a day of school and he would collapse on the couch and just lay out flat on the couch in a very relaxed, happy way. And I used to look at him and I kind of a little bit admire him and said, oh, look, he knows how to be relaxed. And, you know, why don't I do that? You know, maybe something wrong with me that I can't do that. And then at some point, I realized that he did it as a compensation for being really tense, really stressed in what he was doing. He's like collapsed and he kind of like needed to recover. And that I didn't have the same need. And so I didn't have to compensate for having been, you know, as stressed as he was. So I thought he was calm. I thought he was relaxed. And I was, I mean, what's wrong with me, Gil? Like, for him, the pendulum was swinging kind of. He was so stressed that he had to kind of recover from it. So, which is good. I'm glad he could do that. But, you know, just kind of building up on this, building on this idea that this tranquility that we're looking for in Buddhism is not in that pendulum in the swing of calm from stress to de-stressing or something. It's its own thing, its own vitality and dynamism of sorts. And I love this story that I've maybe told a few times of this, the emperor feels a little bit stressed, and so he wants a picture, wants a painting made that's very peaceful, and he has a contest of who can paint the most beautiful, most inspiring, most moving painting that's tranquil and calm and peaceful. So there's a big reward, big prize. So a lot of people apply their paintings and their art. And he's not happy with any of it. The court ministers go all around the country trying to anybody who could paint and trying to please the emperor. Nothing works. Finally, someone says, well, there's this very poor farmer high deep in the mountains in the northwest who is supposed to be a good painter, but no one has ever seen anything. So they go get this person and bring him to the emperor. And the person says, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll make you a painting. And he spends a few months painting it, and the emperor, of course, is impatient, but waiting for this to come, and finally there's going to be an unveiling. It turns out to be a very big painting, and they pull off the cloth in front of the painting, and everyone goes, gasps. There's nothing tranquil about the painting. It's a roaring waterfall, cascading down, just like the most violent thing you could imagine through the waterfall. And they turned to the painter, what's this about? You know, this is supposed to be a painting, tranquil, pastoral scene or something. And so the painter goes, come here, come look. And he brings the emperor close. In the middle of the waterfall, there's a little parting of the water. And there's a little rock ledge. And in the middle of that rock ledge, there's a bird's nest. And little bird is sitting there very peacefully and calm. And he says, look. So then he won the prize. And so it's a painting of vast chaos and activity and something that's not very tranquil. But in the middle of it, there's a place of tranquility. So what is a tranquility? Can you find a tranquil place in the middle of the chaos of life? Do you have to have a tranquil world for you to be tranquil? Or can there be a chaotic world and you know how to be tranquil in the middle of it? Can you be agitated but know that within you there's a home, a place of tranquility that you can take refuge in as you navigate the world, as you navigate yourself in your life? What do you know about a tranquil place? Quiet, peaceful place within. As we meditate, that's one of the things we can begin feeling, knowing, recognizing inside of ourselves, that in fact there is a quiet place inside, a quietude, a peacefulness, a calm, that can be a reference point for how we go through our life. And we can also learn how easy it is to change the reference point, to pop back up, be pulled into the seduction of the agitated mind, the agitated feelings and ideas we have, the stories we're telling ourselves, the desires we're chasing after, and how easy it is to go into another world that's much more agitated. And if both of those are inside of ourselves, are we making a choice? Is it an unconscious choice to prioritize the place of agitation? What would happen if you prioritize the place of calm? Not as a rejection of the agitated place. Maybe what the agitated place is concerned with is important. But how about being with it from the calm place? More often than not, we'll think more creatively, we'll think more intelligently if we're calm rather than caught in the swirl and whirl of our agitations. And this art of allowing for both, not assuming it's all or nothing, I have to be calm and kind of hold myself quiet and calm, but rather to have a calm that allows you to gaze upon the agitation you have, to be able to look at your preoccupations, your concerns, without being preoccupied with them, and maybe in that way to become wiser. There's a Buddhist saying that if you want to be wise, be tranquil first. But maybe it doesn't have to be an all-encompassing tranquility. Maybe it's just a little spot inside. Maybe it's in your chest, in your heart, maybe in your belly. Maybe it's in your hands or in your feet. Oh, there's a little bit of calm, tranquility, some stability, a place of stability maybe. Touch into it. Let that be a reference. And if that is the reference for your life, you probably respond to life very different if the primary reference is your agitation, is whatever agitated world you live in, the spinning world of thoughts, ideas. So those are my thoughts today. Thank you.